Mitchell. How are you? Okay. My name is Rick Gatling. I'm a detective with the Ventura County Sheriff's Department. And let me show you my badge here. Okay. Just to get some information here. Is your name Lee William Lyle?
Yes.
L-Y-L-E?
Yes.
Okay. And may I call you Lee?
Sure.
Okay. What's your address where you live at? Okay. Do you happen to know your driver's license number? California?
Yes.
Okay.
It's suspended.
Suspended. Okay. Listen up just for a second, if you would. I'm going to be advising you of your rights. You're suspected of committing 245 of the Penal Code, assault with a deadly weapon. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can or will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to talk to a lawyer and have him present with you before and while being questioned. If you cannot afford to hire a lawyer, one will be appointed to represent you before any question at no cost to you. Do you understand each of these rights I've explained to
yes.
you? Okay. Having these rights in mind, do you wish to talk to me now?
Yes.
Okay. It's now 3:48. What an early hour. Okay. I take it you were at where? What happened?
Some party in Fillmore.
Do you know the address?
No, I can tell you the address.
Do you know what street it was?
No, I'm not even familiar with the area.
Okay, what happened?
Like, you know, all this kicking back, you know, it was all cool.
Uh-huh.
And everybody was kicking back, and then, like, some dude just busted out out of nowhere and started throwing this dude around and busted out some butcher knife.
When you say busted, he grabbed a butcher knife?
True, like, busted out some butcher knife, and, like, looks like one of them sharpening things. Like, you know, they're all long.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like one of those steel rods you sharpen a knife.
Yeah, but it wasn't that, but that's what it looked like. It was something crazy looking. He's all like, we cut this dude.
Mm-hmm.
The dude ran, and like, he's all gonna kill this one dude, or my homeboy's Moss Hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Probably bust out his gun.
Mm-hmm. You had this, what kind of gun did you have?
The Mossberg Cruiser.
Uh-huh.
And I was busted out, and like, busted like 5 shots in the air.
Oh, you shot 5 shots in the air?
Sure.
Okay.
And then like, just to cool things down, like everybody like all took off, all panicked.
Uh-huh.
Then I'll flee. Yeah, but you know, flee and was walking down the road.
You were walking down the road?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And like, I guess, some cop all busted out today, you stop.
Uh-huh.
So I took off running.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then like, y'all just busted some crap on me.
Uh-huh. Well, did you have, were you carrying a shotgun as you were walking down the road?
Well, it wasn't in my hand, but it was on a sling around my, like, you know, on a sling.
How was it on the sling? Could you try to explain that to me? Well, I think it was on a sling around your one arm? Or
yeah, it was just like hanging there.
It was hanging from which arm, the right or left?
Yeah, this one right here.
The right arm, okay.
So it was hanging underneath like this coat I had on.
You had it underneath the coat?
Yeah.
What kind of coat was it you had on?
Sure, like one of them black trench coats.
Okay,
thing.
Uh-huh. Okay. And when you were walking down the street, were you walking like towards the officer when you spotted him? I mean, like...
Well, same direction, I guess.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
like if I were walking outside this room that you're in and I was going that way.
So like if you're standing at that counter and I was like walking towards you.
So you were walking towards the officer.
That's right.
In his direction.
Well, yeah.
Did you see him at all? The officer?
No, to tell you the truth, I thought one of these homeboys all busted a gun on me, that's why I ran.
When you say you ran, did you run in the opposite direction?
Sure, I just turned around and was all gonna bail. And I just said, crash,
I'm all fine. And did you ever have the shotgun in your hand at all while you were walking towards this officer?
No.
Never? Did you ever fire off any rounds at this officer?
No. I fired them off on the side of this house.
Where the officer was?
No, at that party. It was like about 3 or 4 houses down, I'd say.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, I'll bust off these caps a long time.
When you say busted off these caps, you're telling me you fired off the shotgun?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I was cruising because everybody's all, like, flee.
When you say cruising, you're walking?
Yeah, I was walking.
Okay.
And then I was just going to flee home, and then, like, I'll hear this, hey, you, or some shit like that, you know?
You heard this, hey, you?
Something, I heard something, and I'm all.
And you thought it was, hey, you? I'm just asking. You thought
you know, something. It was like, I knew somebody was talking to me, and I'll see, like, the barrel of a gun.
And you saw a barrel of a gun?
Sure, and I'm all, fuck.
Uh-huh.
oh shit, I thought it was like the abused again.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like turned around. And then crack. Right
and,
there. I got
and
shot.
When you say crack, you mean you were shot.
True, and then like I seen all these other cops everywhere, so I knew it wasn't like the abused.
Did you see a police car when you were walking down the street? You say you saw you're walking in the direction of the officer. Did you
have... So I was pretty much like looking behind me though when I was walking. I was just cruising.
So in other words, after, make sure I have this right, after you fired the rounds off, busted the rounds off, in other words, at the house, or was it at the house? Did you
in the backyard.
In other words, well, let me make sure I've got this correct. Did you shoot the rounds off at the house?
No, I shot them in the air.
And where were you when you fired these rounds off?
Like, you know, like, look at that, here's the backyard, here's the gate, they had two gates, and here's the street. I was like right by the gate.
Were you on the side of the house by the gate? Is
yeah.
that you?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're like on the side yard.
Side of the yard of this house.
Yeah.
Do you, whose house was it that you were at?
I think it was some chick. Like, I think some people live there, but it was some chick.
What's her name? Okay. And what, can you describe the house to me, what color it is?
No, I couldn't tell you. It was dark.
Okay. And so, what happened is, I understand it, some guy at this party was, had pulled a knife out and was going to stab another person? Is
sure,
that
a friend of mine.
Friend of yours?
Sure.
And his name?
Yeah. We all just like busted this shit out because he got some Oxnard or something, claimed off some kind of gang shit.
Who claimed the gang stuff?
Some dude. I didn't even know who he was.
Was that the same guy that pulled the knife?
Yeah, he pulled some crazy looking butcher knife from like one of them sharpening things.
From where? Where did he have it at when he pulled it out? Did he have it on his person?
Yeah. Like y'all just like, it was like right there.
I noticed you reaching down like towards your waist. Did he have it waist?
Like, I think it was behind him or something. He got like reach like, with both hands.
Uh-huh.
And just all busted the shit out of nowhere. And
he pulled it out, in other words.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like both hands.
And was this in the backyard or on the side yard?
In the backyard.
Okay. And when he pulled this knife out, that's when you did what? Pulled out?
Sure, like I busted it out.
You pulled out the shotgun.
Sure, and I aimed it in the air.
Aimed it in the air.
And it had like, I know that the other things where you put them in, it's not like a real bullet, but you put it in there so you don't break the firing pin.
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about.
No, you explain it. I'm not sure.
Well, they're like, it looks like a bullet.
Uh-huh.
And then you put it in there, you know, and you like, chamber the action, and then you pull the trigger, and it just goes squish, you know, bust the firing pin.
I see.
So I had one of those in there.
Uh-huh.
Then all homeboys get all live.
Uh-huh.
And I busted the shit out by fucking...
In other words, they were getting, you were getting a little frightened because they were getting...
Trigger's like... About this close, you'll have some butcher knife. He's just gonna like slash this dude.
Slash you?
No, this other dude.
Slash the other guy.
He's all gonna come for me too, cause like I was just like standing.
All right, and then
I was door is like this.
Uh huh.
And I was like a crack. You know, fucking bust off the rounds in the air.
And you bust and you shot off how many rounds? You think?
Five.
Five rounds. And
five
that's
six. I'm not too sure.
All right. Did you ever aim it at somebody at the party?
No, I never aimed it at nobody, too.
Okay, so you never aimed it at anybody?
No.
All right. And so from there, you started walking down the street?
Yeah, just like everybody else split, and I'm all well.
After you fired off the shotgun, everybody ran away, is that what you're
saying? Well, like, until people ran away, like all the commotion cleared up. You know, like everybody split up, and I'm all, and I started walking.
You started walking down the street?
Yeah, I'm only doing that.
And you saw the officer as you're walking down the street?
No. I was all like cruising, you know.
You're cruising, you were walking?
Yeah, right? I was walking.
All right.
And I was cruising, you know. And like I all heard something, you know, that got my attention.
Uh-huh.
And like I'll look and I'll see this gun.
You saw this gun?
Yeah. So
what kind of gun was it? Like a handgun?
It was a 12-gauge short barrel with the wooden stock.
So you saw it that well?
Yeah, I could see it, and I'm all, there's like a light, a street light or something, like, behind this guy.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't see, but I could see the gun, and I'm all.
Well, let me ask you this. You say you saw, you described a 12-gauge shotgun with a wooden stock.
True.
And there's a street light behind him, so that would silhouette him. It seems to me you would have seen the officer. Is that right?
Sure, I should have, I guess.
I mean, did you see the officer?
No, I see with some gun, because, like, I didn't look him in the face. I was just like looking, you know, he's my proof.
Did you see a police car there?
You know, not until later when it cooled up, I think.
But when you were originally walking down there away from this party, cruising, as you say, did you see a police car parked on the side?
No, I was looking for my friend's car. I was walking past their car.
When you saw this dude, later you found out to be a police officer, when you saw this dude, did you pull your gun thinking it was the other people and aim it at him?
No.
Never did.
I was always like hanging right there.
Hanging, when you say hanging right there, hanging how?
Like hanging on a...
Hanging on a sling.
On a swing, hanging just straight down facing the ground.
Okay, did you have it in your hand?
No.
You didn't even have hold of it to keep from balancing it?
No, well, it was on a sling from there.
Okay, was your trench coat still covering at this time?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, the reason I ask you this stuff is because I'm told, and I just want to clarify the stuff, that people saw you shooting at the house, actually shooting at the house.
No, I told you.
That's not right?
No.
Okay. What time did you arrive at this party?
I couldn't even tell you now. I'm all lost.
I went to, you know, thinking back on it,
probably about like 8 maybe.
8 p.m. last night?
Yeah, around there somewhere.
Is that right, 8 p.m. last night?
Yeah.
Okay.
About that.
And how did you find out about this party?
Well, like, supposedly this party's been going to go down for a while. Like, people have been canceling, there's some bands.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, so it's, like, been known for a couple weekends.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they keep canceling it, so.
All right.
So then, like, yeah, I knew about it for a while, but they kept canceling it. And it's glad it finally went down.
All right. All right. And you say want to give the party.
Yeah, like I think 3 people live there.
Okay, do you know their names?
No.
Okay.
That's the only person I know that lives there.
And what street is that? If I told you, would that help you at all?
Yeah, like...
Is that the street? Or do you know?
Sure, I think it's like a person's name, I think.
What thing about?
Is that the name of the street?
I'm asking you.
I don't know.
I like to.
We're all lost. All right.
But was this in what city?
Fillmore.
All right. Can you describe how you got there?
In a car.
I mean, which direction, what route you took?
Well, we took 126.
Uh-huh.
To, like, towards the tipsy box.
Right.
You know, that is no way, like, turned in there and like went down.
Left or right?
Left.
Okay.
And like just went through some residential streets, like a couple, two or three blocks.
Okay.
Over there.
All right. Were you?
Harrington, did I get in the street?
When you were heading from, I take it you were heading from Ventura when you turned left?
Yeah.
Okay. Heading from and turned left near Tipsy Fox off of 126.
Yeah.
All right. Whose shotgun is that?
Mine.
Okay.
Got the receipt for it.
All right. Why did you take it to the party?
Well, it was in the trunk of this guy's car.
Which guy's car?
The guy they got a ride with.
And his name? Is that brother?
Yeah. In a different car.
All right. And it's just you and car then, or other people?
Me and a couple of 2 other people.
And who were they? And who's the other one?
Yeah.
All right. And so it was in the car, and when you got out of the car, you took the shotgun with you?
No, like I left it in the car.
Well, okay. And when did you get the shotgun?
Like, there's this one dude, this little dude, and they're all like in a... Who is B is that? I thought it was some all.
No, I'm sorry, you lost me a little bit there.
There's like this little dude.
Yeah.
The box door, and there's like, who is this Japanese dude? He caused no problems. And like,
he was causing problems or not causing?
He's like some little dude. He couldn't cause no problems if he tried.
Right.
And then like these big dudes, big old buff dudes.
All right.
We're all just going to rock into it all drunk. And then
rocking, you mean beat him up?
Sure, they're just going to like gang bang him up.
Alright.
And like we told them, we're all, man, what's that smell about?
Alright.
And they were all getting all live, picking shit up from all.
Alive meaning they were getting back in your face?
They were trying to.
Okay.
They were all like trying to just like get in his face or something.
Okay.
And he didn't do nothing from all. He left the car, I'll bust the gauge, and nothing was down.
I'm sorry, you take it, use it in my words, because I'm a little tired this morning. When you say busted the gate,
I'm all fucking.
You went to the car to get
sure,
the shotgun?
Took it out of the trunk.
Took it out of the trunk of the car.
And put it on a sling thing.
Underneath your trench coat.
True.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You see the gun, you see like the sling that you're talking about.
Describe the gun to me, would you?
Yeah, it's like black, I guess, with fucking a short barrel,
uh-huh.
Pistol grip with a pistol grip on the front,
uh-huh.
With the heat shield,
right.
Mossberg.
Okay, what color sling does it have?
Black.
When did you buy the gun?
About two weeks ago, maybe.
2 weeks ago, where did you buy it at?
Shooter's Paradise?
Sure. All right. And it's in your name?
Yeah. I have a receipt for it with me right now.
Okay. You have a receipt with you?
Yeah.
All right. If I ask your permission, you don't have to, but if I ask your permission, can we have that receipt?
For what?
For our collection of evidence.
Hello.
No, I mean, it's yes or no. I mean, you tell me it's in your name. It's up to you what you want to do. I'm just trying to verify.
Sure, I guess, you know, what is that with
you? I mean, is that all right with you then?
Sure.
Okay, so we can have your receipt then?
Sure.
Okay. Where is it at?
In my wallet.
And can we go into your wallet to get that receipt?
If you give me my wallet, I can give it to you.
All right, would you? Deputy Way will get your wallet. See what time it is. Oh, 4:02. Jeez. All right. So what, I take it...
May I ask where your wallet is?
In the back pocket of my jeans.
Okay. Question for you here. You're giving this to me, you don't have to, but you're letting us have this, is that correct?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Try to cooperate.
I'm going to put your wallet back in your pants then.
All right.
Okay.
There must have been a reason. Do you belong to a gang yourself?
No.
You don't belong to a gang? Because I can find out from other people, and it's a lot easier this way. You're being very cooperative, and I
sure.
appreciate it. If you do, just let me know.
No, you don't organize gang.
What do you call yourself, the guys you hang around
me,
with?
I just hang out like by myself.
Do you have a moniker?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
What is a moniker?
Moniker, a nickname for gang member.
No, there's what I know. OG. Right here.
I'm sorry, say again?
There's no OG.
There's no, okay.
Organized gang.
No organized gang?
Well, I'm sure there are in Oxnard, but I'm not involved with any.
Okay. Any questions you want to ask me?
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, I never pointed his gun at no one, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to be investigating the case, okay?
Sure, some hallways are all busted out bad.
What time do you think it was that you fired your shotgun off?
Well, I couldn't have even...
I mean, if you look at my wall, I'm letting you show me something like 4:04 now. How long ago did you...
Maybe like maybe around 12 or 1. I couldn't be sure because I didn't see clock.
Okay. So you had been at the party for a while when this happened. Is that right?
Like 2 or 3 hours.
Okay. Okay, give me a minute. I want you to relax a second. I'll be back. Okay. Thank you for being cooperative. Appreciate it. Dang it. I'll get it in a minute. Listen, some questions, and I know you're cooperative. I know you're probably a little bit frightened. And
what was your real?
Yeah, but there's some things that are jiving a little bit. I talk with the people. My partners talk with the people at the scene, including your friends, and the story goes something like this, and I just want to get the truth.
Right.
They said that basically you'd been in the house, and your friend was in the house, and while there, this guy that later pulled out the knife started hitting on his girlfriend or making some snide remarks. And then apparently Terry had, there was some confrontation inside of verbal. And then he went outside, Terry, and then later saw you and this guy that pulled out the knife arguing. And then all of a sudden he goes out there with you and he confronts him, your friend Terry, and all of a sudden you pull out the shotgun. Is that the way it happened?
Sure, but who pulled out the knife first?
Yeah, oh, so he pulled out the knife first.
He pulled out like two or some.
And you pulled out the shotgun.
Sure.
But you didn't go. You told me you went to your car. So actually, you had gone to your car and
before
got,
that.
Before that.
Because yeah, they were like fucking with this other dude, not Terry, this other guy.
And how are they doing that?
They're all looking at your ass.
I mean, do they have a knife or anything, or just they're telling?
Sure, there was like five dudes on it.
Oh, but there weren't any weapons at that time.
They had a hammer and like shit like that.
Okay.
Basic.
Okay.
Trusting, so.
All right. And also, let's see what we got here. And there was some a little discrepancy on the fact where it said that he came out of the house and cranked up two rounds out in the front, and then we're walking down the street with the shotgun in your hand, holding your hand. Is that true?
Yeah, I should have, like, tried to cut you back in or something. That could have happened.
Uh-huh. Well, the way it goes is that walking down the street and you crossed over, and the officer told you to something to the effect of stop, hold,
something like that.
Did you heard him say that?
I heard somebody say something.
Did you hear an officer say halt, stop, or anything like that?
I heard somebody say something like
Ventura County Sheriff's Department.
Not like you or something, you know, like I took it all like. I heard somebody say something.
Did you know it was a police officer?
No.
Well, the reason is because they yelled it twice for you to stop, halt, and then you turned around.
Sure, pivoted and tried to run.
And then turned back around and it has a gun out.
No.
That's not
true. That never happened. That's why I think I pulled some gun out of the car.
Well, I don't know. That's the story. I don't know if when you were swinging, pivoting around,
sure,
if
like
it swung out.
That's probably what happened right there.
Okay.
Like I was all trying to keep it like under.
So, what possibly could have happened in your mind is that.
Sure, it was like, this is what happened, like, I was all walking, and I see the gun, and I'm all, and then I see some other cops, I guess, all showed up, like, over.
Before you fired off the round?
No, like.
Or before you were shot, I mean?
Yeah, and then I all turned back around, because then I heard him say something else, and I'm all, I turned around, and I was all.
You heard him who?
I guess that cop, I guess, is who it was.
Uh-huh.
Same guy.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, I just turned around, and I was all, like, and he's like, crash.
So in other words, you know, honestly,
sure.
You'll walk down the street and cruising, as you call it, and you saw a gun barrel, a shotgun barrel. You described it as a 12-gauge shotgun with a wooden stock, so obviously you saw it.
Yeah, I fully saw it.
And you saw some other police arrive?
Well, like, I turned around, I was going to run, and then, like, I see some other cops, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I'll just stop, and I'll turn back around.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, just, like, busted off the cab.
And
like, he busted off when I was turning around or something.
So you did turn around.
To tell you honestly, I probably.
Well, tell me the truth. You're being honest. Just tell me what happened.
Well, that's what happened. Like, cause I tried to run.
Uh-huh.
Like, when you said whatever he said.
Yeah.
I couldn't. Because my ears were ringing after I shot him, so I couldn't really hear what he said.
Yeah.
And then, because, you know, hey, you knew the effects, you know, talking to me, and I was all scared because I thought it was them dudes and friends.
Uh-huh.
And there was a bunch of dudes across the street, and I'm all, I'm going to run.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll turn, then, like, I'll see, like, all these lights and everything is, like, full buff. And then I'll turn back around, I guess.
I mean, did you turn back around?
I don't know. I think I just, like, just looked back. Like, you know, like, twisted halfway around the loop.
All right.
I just wanted to see what was going on.
All right, so you heard what you, somebody yelled something.
Yeah, like, hey, you, something like
did
that.
Did they say, hey, you stop, or this is Ventura County Sheriff's Department, or what was it you heard?
Well, like, I heard, like, you. It's like, all, like, I really can make out, I'm all you, and I see the gun, and I'm all.
Well, see, the thing about it is, you see a gun, you tell me you see a, you describe a 12-gauge shotgun with a wooden stock, and you tell me you don't know if it's an officer, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there was, like, lights, though, in my face.
Oh, there were lights in your face?
Yeah.
Okay. And so it's a, you heard somebody say, hey, you.
So I heard, like, you and, like, I seen the gun.
And you then you turned around and went to run. And then you, as you turned around, you saw some police.
Yeah, like behind some cars.
You saw a police officer
like
behind?
And then that guy Terry was there. And he's all, can't you get back here?
Oh, wait a minute.
Or something like that. And I was all going.
So you're walking.
Sure, that whole bunch shot me.
When you were walking.
Yeah.
Towards what you later discovered the police officer, you heard something like, hey, you, or hey, stop, or something.
Yeah, I couldn't
make
tell
that
you what it was, but it was something. He said something.
Okay. And your ears were ringing from firing your shotgun off.
Yeah.
And you saw the gun barrel and a stock of 12-gauge, what you thought was a 12-gauge shotgun. And when you saw that, you turned around and ran. And then you saw the police as you turned around. And then you turned back around. What, you think you turned back around, pivoted around.
I think so.
And you don't know, but you think maybe your shotgun may have come up.
That's what.
When you pivoted
yeah,
around.
Yeah, I thought when I turned, you know, when I did that, like the, you know, like how the thing is, like.
The trench coat?
Yeah, probably like the thing, you know, like
the flap?
Yeah, sort of the part right there.
Yeah.
Or like, just like came open.
I see.
Button or nothing.
Okay, so your trench coat wasn't buttoned.
No.
All right. Excuse me a minute. Okay. How you doing, all right?
Yes, you
can get back here, man, at 4:53. There's people calling up, want to know how you are, stuff like that.
No.
Who's
this?
I think it was your uncle that called in earlier.
My uncle?
Yeah.
I don't have an uncle.
Oh, you don't? Well, somebody claiming to be your uncle, Mushi. Probably a friend of yours. Anyway, quick question. You're positive that you never aimed the gun at anyone?
I never pointed the gun at no one.
But when you pivoted around, what you thought when you pivoted around, you could have, the gun could have come up?
Yeah, because it was on a swing and it could have swung out, but.
All right.